let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Hareat materis lechal adam, ela la'abu, ulavicha, la'achi, ulachicha, la'eved, ula'akam. If a person divorces his wife and states, you're permitted to all men except to my father and your father, my brother and your brother, servants and non-Jews, ulachal misha ein la'alav kedushin, kosher. Or he says, except to all those for whom a kedushin is not effective, for example, other chibakrisis, the get is kosher. Because as Rashi explains, lav shiurahu, he did not limit the kayach of the get, since these men cannot marry her anyway. However, if he states, Hareat materis lechol adam ela la'alman l'kohen gadol, you're permitted to all men, except if you're a widow and wish to marry a kohen gadol. Grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedit, a divorcee or a woman who received chalitza and wished to marry a kohen. Mamzeres v'nesinim l'Yisrael, a mamzeres and a woman from the nesinim and wish to marry a Yisrael. Bas Yisrael l'mamzul anasin, or Bas Yisrael to a mamzer or to a man from the nesinim. B'chol mi sheyesh la'alav kedushin, afil l'ba'avera, pasul. Or he says, except to all those for whom a kedushin is effective, even though it is forbidden, for example, other chivalavim, the get is possible because shiruhu, he did limit the kayach of the get, as these people could otherwise marry her. The Gemara now proceeds to discuss 9 questions regarding the halacha of shayur la'beget, that if a person limits the get, it is possible. Chutz mikedushi katan mahu. If he states you're permitted to all except for so-and-so a minor, do we say that this is not a shir? Because hashta mi'alav b'havayuhu, he's currently not eligible for kedushin, and the get is kasher? Or this is a shir because asilucha havaya, he will eventually be eligible for kedushin, and the get is pasul. Chutz min hanayla d'mahu. If he states you're permitted to all except for those who are destined to be born, do we say this is not a shir? Because hashta mi'alav yisyalad, he's currently unborn? Or this is a shir because asidi demisyaldi, he will eventually be born. Chutz mi bal achaisamahu, if he states you're permitted to all except to your sister's husband, do we say this is not a shir because hashda mi loy chazile, he's currently disqualified to her? Or this is a shir because zimnin demesa achaisa v'chazile, it's possible that her sister might die and he will then become eligible to her. Chutz miznusayich mahu, if he states you're permitted to all in marriage but not for adultery, do we say this is not a shir because b'nisuin holy shayr, he did not limit her in marriage? Or this is a shir because shayr bebia, he did limit her relations? Chutz mishaloi kedarka mahu, if he states you're permitted to all regarding all matters except for irregular relations, do we say this is not a shir because b'kedarka holy shayr, he did not limit her regular relations? Or this is a shir because the words mishkevei isha in the pasuk are in plural to teach that bia shaloi kedarka is compared to kedarka and that it is considered a bia regarding all matters of halacha. Chutz ma'afaris nidarayach mahu. If he states you're permitted regarding all matters except that your husband may not nullify you in the darm, do we say this is not a shir because b'nisuin holishayir, he didn't limit her in marriage? Or this is a shir because the pasuk of Hafaras Nadarm states Isha Yikimena v'Isha Yifarena. Hafar belongs to the husband, and as Rashi explains, Kivin the shir b'Hafaras Nadarm Isha Karina Be, she is still partially considered his wife if he retains the rights to Hafara. Chutz mitrumasayich mahu. If he states you're permitted regarding all matters except that you may not eat truma if you marry a kohen, do we say this is not a shir because b'nisun ha'lashayir? Or this is a shir because the pasuk regarding a kohen's wife eating truma specifies kinyan kasbei. She eats truma only because she is his monetary acquisition. And therefore, as Rashi explains, kiven dehai lav bar hachi lahavi kinyan kasbei v'shayr b'kedushin itzlakanim. If she cannot eat truma, she is not considered his complete acquisition, and the tnai is a shir regarding her marriage to a kohen. Chutz miyusha sayich mahu. If he states you're permitted regarding all matters except that your husband does not inherit your assets, do we say this is not a shir because b'nisuin holy shayr? Or this is a shir because the pasuk regarding Yerushas HaBaal specifies mimishpachtoi b'yarashoisa, a husband inherits his wife only because she is his relative. And therefore, as Rashi explains, keeping the ihi yaris law ishtahi, she is still partially considered his wife if he retains the rights to Yerusha. Chutz mikudushayich b'shtar mahu. If he states you're permitted for all in marriage except for a kedushin through a shtar, do we say this is not a shir because efshe de mekadosh lebekesef ubebia, she can marry by accepting money or with bia? Or this is a shir because iskish havayis la'adadi, all 3 kinyanim of kedushin are compared to each other, and if she cannot remarry through one kinyan, it is considered a limit in the get? All these questions, except for the first one, remain unresolved. Zakt the Mishnah, Gufay shall get, Hareat Muteris Lachaladim. The Tanakhama says the main part of the get is the phrase, you are permitted to marry anyone. Rabbi Huda Aimer, V'dan di'ahava l'chi minayi seifetei ruchin v'ger shavukin v'get peturin. L'mehach l'esnava l'chol gvar di'satzman. Rabbi Huda says it must also contain words that clarify that this get is from me. The Gemara explains that without the word v'dein, this get, the text Hareat Mataris L'chol Adam alone is merely Yudayim She'en Mechichis, a statement that does not conclusively indicate that he is divorcing her with this get. Because Amri b'dibur megarsha b'shtara rai ba'almahu. People might assume that divorce is accomplished by his oral statement, and the get is merely a document of proof. And the machlekes is in the halacha of yadayim she'im mechichis. The Tanakhama holds havin yadayim. Although inconclusive, it does imply that he is divorcing her with this get, and it's sufficient to be effective. And Rabbi Huda holds lo havin yadayim, it's not sufficient to be effective. The Mishnah continues. Gufay shall get shichrur, hare'at baschayrin, hare'at la'atzmech. The main part of a document of emancipation of a slave is you are free or you are for yourself. The Gemara elaborates, however, amalo l'shefchasay, hare'at materis l'chol adam, lo'em v'leklum. The term used for an isha is not a valid declaration for a shifcha, because as Rashi explains, delekabim malacha lo'afkabinei, v'kivin d'shifcha hi, v'shem shifcha la, l'mishtar yanami l'ben chayrin. Since these words do not indicate that he is freeing her from work, she remains a shifcha and continues to be forbidden to marry a Yisrael, and his words are meaningless. And regarding using the words of a shifcha for an isha, it depends. If he says only that you're free, but does not include hareat materis l'chol adam, she's not divorced because, as Rashi explains, the baschayrin hikad mlechein. She was always free already while married. However, Hareat La'atzmech, if he tells her you are for yourself, even if he did not include Hareat Mataris Chol Adam, she is divorced because Legamri Kamala. He means that she is now completely on her own regarding all matters. The Gemara continues with teaching the correct terminology and spelling of the text of a get.